A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God took Abram outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can." "Just so," he added, "shall your descendants be." Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. Then he said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as a possession." "O Lord God," he asked, "how am I to know that I shall possess it?" He answered him, "Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old she-goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." Abram brought him all these, split them in two, and placed each half opposite the other. But the birds he did not cut up. Birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Abram stayed with them. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abram, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. When the sun had set and it was dark, there appeared a smoking firepot and a flaming torch, which passed between the pieces. It was on that occasion that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates." Verbum Domini. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And from it, we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria a ti, Domine.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to depart from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. Verbum Domini. St. Peter tells us, be sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. The two key words here, sobriety and alertness. These are things that we got to be aware of and mindful that we don't get caught up in. St. Paul tells us in the book of Philippians today that people are overly occupied at times with earthly things. And when this happens, we can easily become sleepy. We could easily be caught up in the infatuation of the things of the world. However, Jesus today tells us about the glory that is to be revealed. He shows us on Mount Tabor his future resurrected glory, a glory that we will all share in. And Jesus, though he's going to suffer greatly on the cross, he is giving us some vision, some understanding of what the end of the cross is. It's to be in the love of God, the Father. So here we have St. Paul, he's warning the Philippians. And he's warning them to be on guard of themselves. He says that there are some who have made the message of the cross of Jesus Christ an enemy. They have become enemies of the message of the cross. And this is when, at times as we're walking with the Lord, when things can get very difficult. We're carrying a heavy cross. There doesn't seem to be much hope in sight. Things are just adding up. And it is a time when we want quick relief. But that's when we need to be careful. See, this is where sobriety and alertness is necessary. See, as we saw in last week's gospel, Jesus was tempted in the desert, 40 days, 40 nights. And after Jesus had been in the desert, fasting and praying, without food and maybe not much water, the devil came and tempted him. Why does he come at the end? He came when Jesus had finished fasting because Jesus was tired, his body was exhausted. But yet, Jesus shows us alertness. You see, Jesus, his mind is fixed on the Word of God, on the things of God, on accomplishing the will of the Father. This is what keeps him awake. This is what keeps him alert and sober, is to love the Father and to do the will of the Father with all his heart, soul, and strength. It's a great example for each and every one of us. And for us, it's very easy just to want a temporary fix to escape something. And, we're human beings. We need to rest. Yeah, we need some recreation. But we need to be careful that we don't get carried away in these things. Because there is a devil prowling around, looking for someone to devour. So this is why it's important that we are in this Lenten season. It is an opportunity to stay awake, to become more alert. And this is what fasting and praying and almsgiving does. Is it keeps us fixed on God Almighty. We look to Him. We need Him. We need faith to to carry the cross, to do our penances. So there's so much we could accomplish in that. And yeah, you know, the message of the cross is not an easy one. But what do we see in this message? We see pure love. We, as St. Paul tells us, that to the world, the message of the cross is foolishness or folly. But for us who are being saved, it is Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. And so Jesus, before he's going up the mountain to be transfigured, he gives the disciples a little exhortation on the cross. Remember these words, whoever would wish to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake, the sake of the gospel, will save it. And he tells us that it's necessary to take up his cross. He says that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but yet lose his soul at the end? And that's a heavy message to take in, you know, to comprehend and even to live. And so the next thing we see is that Jesus takes them up the mountain, and there they see the glory of the Lord. And that is our hope as well, is to experience the glory of the Lord. And it's something that is here, that is available to us, that we receive at Mass, in all of the sacraments, here in the Holy Eucharist. We come here, you know, offering ourselves, hearing the word of God. And then as we're offering ourselves, as Calvary has become present, the cross and the sacrifice and the unbloody matter of Jesus, then we receive Jesus. Then in receiving him, there is the grace of resurrection and confession, the anointing of the sick, and all of the sacraments. There is the grace of the resurrection there. It is because we are encountering Jesus. We are encountering this glory, the glory that Jesus is revealing to disciples. Yeah, I mean, they're seeing it, but they don't have it inside of them yet. The Spirit hasn't come down and poured his love into their hearts. So now, so soon after the resurrection, the coming of the Holy Spirit, they will experience it in themselves. And this is something that we got to be very aware of, because by knowing this and walking in this, claiming it, then we maintain our sobriety, our alertness. Then we can be quick to overcome the tricks and the snares of the devil. So here, the cross is heavy, and yes, we may lose, but what are we gaining? For gaining Jesus Christ. So here, his message for today: stay sober and alert. Keep looking to Jesus, and always have this hope, the hope of the resurrection, the hope of growing in the glory, the love of the Lord as we carry our cross, and the future hope of being in the glory for all eternity with Jesus Christ. God bless you all.